time for the business news with Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. The RepTrack report examines the reputation of 100 well-known organisations and businesses in Ireland. The report is published by communications group The Reputations Agency, and it compiles the views of 5,500 members of the public. In top position this year is the Credit Union, regarded by the public as the most reputable organisation in the country. It's followed by Lidl Ireland and Boots Ireland. Niamh Boyle is CEO of the Reputations Agency, and she joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Why did the Credit Union, Lidl and Boots rank so highly?
Well, thank you. They have a lot in common. We've been studying the exemplars of this study this year, and they have a very special reputational DNA. They contribute to society. They display great conduct in the way they run their businesses. They offer the highest quality products, products which are really valued by their customers. And they have great leadership teams who are organized for success. So that's what pulls them together, you know, in the top three between the three organizations.
Out of 100 organizations, where did RTE rank?
Unfortunately, RTE didn't do so well this year. They ranked in 99th position. It's been such a difficult year, particularly for the hardworking staff who've kept the show on the road at RTE.
Thanks for that.
Producing great programmes with such professionalism all the way through this crisis. But this is a much bigger corporate governance issue at board and executive level. So they have suffered a very large reputational decline in the wake of the payment scandal. And I guess it's showing us that organisations and leaders' reputations can be really crushed through weak governance structures.
Okay,
good governance should be allowing companies to thrive, and this shouldn't be happening.
And RTE 99th and in 100th position, which was in a poor position as opposed to RTE in a weak position, is X, formerly Twitter. So that's interesting as well. Now, this is the 15th RepTrack report. And over the years, the organisations have improved. There have been improvements for some organisations when it comes to their reputations. Tell us about the one that has seen the biggest improvement.
Yes, this is an interesting one. This is Itke Aran, which has moved up 44 points over the since we started to track them in 2015. So, as you know, they were created by government in 2013, but they were set up at the very worst time when consumer confidence was at its lowest following the financial recession. And the fact that they were to be funded by direct billing really moved them into crisis, reputational and financially. But they have a great purpose to deliver the highest quality drinking water to our taps. They've moved out of crisis. I think there's a growing recognition of being an essential utility with a really important role in safeguarding our water. So they still have a huge job to do, but they're going in the right direction.
Okay, still a huge job to do, but going in the right direction. They're still in 94th position.
Yes, they are. But when we started to track them, they actually had a very, very poor score, and that has moved up now to 53. So they've moved up a huge amount over those years, and they'll continue to move, I have no doubt.
And I see in 93rd position is Air. I'd say that has a lot to do with customer service.
Yes, they never tend to move out of that weak tier. They're in 93rd position this year. Customer service is incredibly important. And sometimes companies can lose sight of that, that it's their most important job. If you're not taking care of customers who provide your revenues and you're focused on other things, then how can you expect to have anything like even a moderate or strong reputation? The customer experience has the most powerful impact on reputation, and organisations really need to get that right.
Now, briefly, if you can, from compiling this report, what have you learned, or what can organisations learn about the importance and value of having a good reputation?
Well, when we look at the leaders, and An Post came first over our 15 years overall, so An Post, Credit Unions, Lidl, etc., they've all given an awful lot to community. They run their businesses with great conduct, really ethically and fairly. They offer great quality products, and it's very valued by their customers. And they have really agile teams who understand reputation and have the ability to be able to really take care of and protect and manage their reputations.
Well, congratulations to them. Niamh Boyle, CEO of the Reputations Agency, thank you for coming on the programme.